Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter.
Yo, what's up?
Yes. Let's get to it. History lesson time.
And now it's time for This Day in History.
All right, Hunter. On this day in history, May 4th, 1987. You're going to get a kick out of this one.
Okay, yeah. All right.
Live models were used for the first time in Playtex bra ads. Oh, man.
Playtex bra ads.
So now, I did a little digging into this. Before, they did. So this was actually for TV commercials. I found an article from 1987 talking about this. And basically, there was some relaxed new FCC regulations. Playtex recorded these commercials, and they featured live models for the first time instead of mannequins.
Here's the thing, though. We're not talking Victoria's Secret string bikini, you know.
Yeah.
Wasn't really revealing, if you know what I'm saying.
No, it was very modest and stuff, but I just think it's so bananas that it was such a risque thing. Oh, my God, did you see the commercial with the real chicks? It was amazing.
Dude, isn't it wild how times have changed? Like, you look back, that was 1987,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Dude, now you can turn on TV, dude, and you got Skinamax,
It's just nuts. Dude, turn your phone. In three clicks on my phone, I can watch people having sex.
But yet, in 1987, America tuned in, dude, because, oh, my God.
I don't know. Gee, I almost kind of miss the innocence of that, how hard I had to work to see my first boob.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Exactly. Like, yeah, there was work involved.
There was work involved. It was
anticipation.
I had to break into a house just to steal pages out of a Playboy and then trek back through the woods and then hide it. And look at it in the middle of the night. Like
it was a day's event. It was. Day was played.
I felt like a hobbit trying to take a ring to Mordor. You know what I mean? Like it was just to see a boob. So I don't know. I think I miss maybe the innocence of it. You know, the fact that an ad for a bra was a big deal. I don't know. There's something about it. Nowadays.
So the JCPenney catalog was around at that point too, right? So they just had it on paper. They didn't put it on TV yet.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So like this was like some new regulations that eased up. And so even in the article I was reading, it's like NBC will only be showing it during daytime hours. But don't worry, it won't be risque. It's been done very tastefully. And it's like, oh my God.
Turn it off.
Oh my God.
There's naked ladies on the TV.
Think of the children. But anyway, yeah, you know, you youngsters nowadays don't realize how easy it is for you. God, I had to pack a lunch if I wanted to go see a boob. It was nuts, man. But
you recorded on your VHS tape.
God, just wait for that late night Cindy Margolis TV show to come on or whatever the hell it was. God almighty. But there you go, 1987 Playtex and their smut bra ads, all there on TV. But all right, that's what happened on this day in history. Let's take a break. Your comedian for today is Jordan Rubin. We'll be back.